Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
All right, post-game wrap time here. The Giants somehow get it done. What a ninth inning in San Diego. Really on both sides. An incredible play to end the game. And you can just add this one to the list. I mean, you could make a list 25 games long this year of home run robbery catches and throws that go over the backstop and plays that somehow the Giants find a way in games like this. And they've just done it over and over and over again, and they do it again tonight with one of the great game-ending plays we've seen all year.
All year.
I thought it was a hit.
Well, yeah, I mean, he just absolutely crushed it.
Well, I mean, plus, when you're not actually calling the game at the park, like we're not, and you see the ball hit to the right side and you see all the shifts, you automatically think that it's got a chance of being a hit more than it does of being hit at somebody. And plus, Machado's just been swinging it, right? So when, by the time the camera guy got to belt, he had juggled it. And then you think, well, they got a shot at least to get the out at second. But you got to give Belt credit, but you really have to give Crawford credit to turning it. And Rodgers for even getting over there to cover.
That throw to first base to Rodgers almost knocked him down.
Yeah. He literally got staggered backwards. He did.
Well, he doesn't weigh that much.
I mean. He pitches through an air. He pitches through a leadoff air. And then not only is it a leadoff air, but you have speed on the base pass with Will Myers. And now here comes the top of the lineup. Tatis, Cronenworth, and then Machado, who did not have a bad at bat the whole night. Two home run night, could have been three. Ugh. And Rodgers gets through it. These guys, oh, man.
Unbelievable. Plus, look, they still haven't hit the ball hard off of Melanson.
No, but, you know, I mean, and it's almost like the power of Lamont Wade because he's got these incredible numbers late in the game. I mean, they are truly incredible.
Yeah, they are.
And a bunch of his hits have sort of been like that one where – you know, in the era and the age of the strikeout where, you know, it's all or nothing for so many hitters across the game, Lamont does have an ability in those big at-bats against the best stuff in the game, late-inning relievers. He can get the bat on the ball.
And he does.
And he does.
He fouled off one curveball. I don't know how he did it.
A miracle.
That was a miracle.
I could not believe he got a piece of that.
And how about Ron Wotus? Sending belt. Now, before the game, you look at the way that the Giants have rated these outfielders. They don't have a good arm, especially on the corners. And they're going to challenge him. And Tommy Pham out left field, there was no hesitation. Because Belt's slow.
Yeah, and he's hurt. And
yeah. You know, I mean, he runs like he's got corns on both feet. And then he comes down the third base line. And he's going to be out. And then, you know, his elbow hits the glove of Nola, the catcher for the Padres, kicks it out. They take the lead. Look, if they don't send them there, next guy up, ground ball, double play, they don't score. We're still playing.
Yeah, we got a guy on second with nobody out. We do. Oh, no, here we go again. Yeah, anyway.
Wow.
We're out of breath.
And the bullpen, it becomes a bullpen game after four innings. Because I mean, Gausman, they hit the ball so hard against him, and the bullpen allowed just one run in those last five innings, and then Leon. And it's interesting because, you know, I think we kind of thought, well, now with McGee out, now it looks like Leon might be the closer. And Gabe Kapler told us, well, we're just going to see the matchups and which inning looks to be the best for each guy. And Leon was the seventh inning guy. And all three guys just crushed the ball in that inning. Did you think that the ball hit by Machado was on its way?
Out of here.
Oh, it's gone.
He only hit it 106 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So, Manny, if you want a home run, you have to hit it hard next time. Man. Because every other ball he hit tonight was about 112,
yeah,
including that double play ball in the ninth inning. And then Tony Watson. And Tony Watson, who's more cool and calm in a tight spot than Tony Watson?
He's the best.
I mean, it's just so cool that they got him. And most of the baseball country doesn't even know that he came back to the Giants yet, I don't think. And yet, he's a critical guy for them.
Critical guy. Especially now that Jake McGee's down. He's your late-inning lefty.
Yeah, so. Anyway, so really cool. And they hit the one home run. The first batter of the game hit the home run. And they hit well in the clutch. They hit a couple of sacrifice flies. And Mark Melancon now has pitched four straight games. He had only one time this year had three straight games where he allowed a run. The last three games against the Giants last week. And he had not pitched since. Now it's four in a row, all by the Giants.
Wow.
What?
Yeah,
and I don't think any balls were hit hard in those games last week either against him. So, anyway, crazy.
It was feeling like a game, you know, when the Padres hit that home run in the bottom of the first to tie it up after Crawford's bases loaded foul ball was fouled by a foot. It might have been 4-0 in the first inning, and Mike Yastrzemski hit a foul ball home run in the second inning. It was kind of feeling to me like, oh, man, this is going to be a night where we look back and think the Giants just didn't, you know, they had some good at-bats early, didn't work out, and they were going to come up short.
This was a game where there had to have been at least 30 hanging breaking balls.
Yeah.
There were a lot of them.
Maybe more than 30.
Splits, curveballs, cutters, you name it. Godman, I've never seen so many hangers in my life.
The splitter hasn't been hit like that ever since
ever.
We've seen it.
And
probably ever in his career.
And, you know, Musgrove doesn't exactly – he's not the quickest worker in the world. And he was hanging things left and right. You know, I just looked at the line. If you just go by the box score, Gausman outpitched Musgrove. I think Gausman gave up, what, 4 earned runs?
Yeah.
And Musgrove gave up 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's not how it looked.
No, it did not.
But that's what it says on paper.
Like Manny Machado was playing pepper with the warehouse building on the left field line.
Unbelievable.
I thought him and Tatis were gonna hit a home run with every swing.
Yeah, it felt like that.
And then think about that. Tatis at bat, the last at bat. He's ahead in the count 2-0. He gets a pitch and he unloads on it, fouls it straight back. I'm going, please Lord, don't throw another one there. He throws another one on the 3-1 pitch. Fouls it straight back. Please, Lord, please don't let him throw another one. And then he gets him on the inside corner. Perfect pitch.
Perfect.
Knee high. Grab some pie and meat.
Tatis, he was unhappy about the strike call, but I think he was also walking back to the dugout there thinking about those two pitches.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Anyway. And the Giants stay a game ahead.
And do you see the note from Kerry Crowley? That Lamont Wade has now beat the entire National League Western Division in the ninth inning this year.
Wow. He's got the cycle on.
Dodgers, D-backs, Rockies, and tonight the Padres.
See, the Pods were due.
So?
They get the Wade treatment.
Just another laugher.
You know what? In a lot of other games, he's pinch hit for in the seventh.
I was surprised he wasn't.
You know, where Slater comes out and just automatically. But I do think that Gabe was trying to save some of these guys in case it got to being really weird at the end.
And I think the Padres are the perfect team where it makes you think about those decisions because other than Hill, the guy who I thought maybe they might bring in, after Posey got that double, I thought, well, here's the spot for Darren Ruff. Yep. And even if they make the move, you get Ruff. But I think that's exactly right. The rest of the Padres relievers are right-handed. And so you just want Wade in there in the late innings.
Unbelievable.
Just when we think we've got Gabe Kapler figured out and how he's going to do it, then he changes it up on us.
He's a sneaky guy, man. Philadelphia made him sneaky.
It did.
He might laugh at that.
He might.
He might not.
It's hard to get him to laugh.
That's true.
You can get him to smile, but it's hard to get him to laugh.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
He's smiling right now, I guarantee you.
Yes, he is.
All right, let's pick players right after this.
Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
All right, post-game wrap part two. Do you want to note before we pick players? DC found this one from Alden Gonzalez, who's an ESPN reporter.
Oh, good.
So DC didn't come up with a note, but he transcribed
the
note.
Way to go, DC. God, you're good.
Since the start of August, so August 1st, there have been 24 instances in which the Dodgers won a game, and they, you know, I mean, they've played a month and a half's worth of games, basically. 24 instances where the Dodgers won a game and gained no ground on the Giants.
Wow.
You know, it's and the overall records prove that too, but it just, I mean, you think about the Dodgers and what they're thinking, trying to chase down the Giants, and tonight they're looking at the scoreboard, it's 4-1 Padres, they're thinking, okay, tonight's the night, we got them.
I bet there's a lot of guys that stayed in the clubhouse there at Coors Field and watched the game.
I bet.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Have a cold one? You watch the game?
If they did, you think they're glad they did now?
No.
No. Absolutely not.
Kipe, you want to pick a player
first? Yeah, I'm
going to
take Ron Wotus. You know, I think Ron Wotus thought that Calvin Murray was on second.
Flashback to his early days as a Giants coach.
From the year 2000, I think he thought it was Calvin Murray. Instead, it was Brandon Belt, and you know what? It worked.
And, it worked.
And, you know, as Mike was saying during the commercial, if he holds Belt, Brian hits into a double play. Look, maybe the same pitch wasn't thrown to Brian, and maybe he'd but what happened was is there was a double play right after Belt scored. So I'm going to take Ron Wotus, who has to be enjoying the last, now what, 11 games remaining before he hangs them up. So I'm going to take Wotus.
Good
call.
Pick.
Good
there
call.
Are so many guys you can pick tonight. But I'm going to take Buster Posey. He had a two-hit night. But he threw out two guys tonight that were enormous plays. And you know, I mean, there was a what inning it was, I forget, there was a leadoff double, and they don't score. It was the double from Musgrove, the pitcher.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he has a bonehead running play. So now there's a run, he gets thrown out at third base, ground ball to shortstop. So now there's runner at first. And, again, it's the top of the lineup. Here comes your beef, right? And then there's a strike him out, throw him out. And Buster calmly registers two quick outs. Boom, 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 boom. And then it becomes an inning where nobody scores. And I thought that play was amazing. You know, throwing out two guys on this team that is very, very aggressive on the base pass. I just think that took a lot of the steam out of their sails, or the wind out of their sails, steam out of their whatever anyway. Steam out of their iron. Took a lot of steam out of their iron.
Out of their engine.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
can't,
but anyway.
Can't do the linens now. The steam's out of their iron.
Buster Posey is my guy.
You were rolling there,
oh,
Mike.
Yeah, I just choked.
Metaphor land didn't was, treat you well.
It was awesome.
Good pick, though.
Atta baby.
Really. Thank you. Please drive home safely.
All right, John.
All right. Well, I'm going with in that sixth inning when Brandon Crawford. Bryant hits the double. The Giants are down. They've made it a one-run game going into the sixth. And Bryant hits a double. And Crawford, I mean, you'd swear that he was trying to do exactly what he did. You know, they were overloaded to the right. The third baseman is nowhere near third base. And he gets a ball away, and he slashes at it and hits it right to third base where nobody is. And it went, and he hit it hard. It went all the way out to the wall eventually. So it not only tied the game, but he was in scoring position. And Longoria almost singled him home himself. And Cronenworth made a heck of a play to rob him of a hit. But that got Crawford to third, and then he scored on the fly ball by Yastrzemski. So anyway, I just thought those were huge moments there, and they weren't hitting the long ball. And Crawford with runner in scoring position, and that's that hasn't been all that easy at times for the Giants lately, but tonight they got those big hits and they got them several times, and that was, I thought, a huge time, because now they were all the way back and had tied it, and now they were ahead. So anyway, I'm and he made that error, but I think he more than atoned for that with turning that double play. I mean, he might have thrown that ball. I like the radar gun reading. You think that on StatCast, Dave, that we have a radar gun rating on Crawford's throw to first?
DC will find it.
DC, get busy, will you?
Better be.
Anyway, so I'm going with Brandon Crawford.
Good pick.
Nice pick.
You can pick him almost every game.
Indeed.
Okay, well, that leaves me. And so with apologies to Longoria and Yastrzemski and even Lamont Wade, who had another terrific ninth inning at bat that provided the game winner. He's got the National League West cycle in the ninth inning. I'm going with Brandon Belt. Brandon Belt had a walk, two hits, had the hit that started the rally in the ninth inning, had the base running where he did. I mean, he didn't just take off, but he still got a really good read on the ball that Wade hit and gave Ron Wotus a chance to send him, had a perfect slide right into the plate, knocked the ball loose, and then made that incredible play to start the double play with Machado in the bottom of the ninth inning. So Brandon Belt, he was Mr. Ninth Inning tonight. He was my guy.
Good pick.
Yeah, really good pick. And like you said, there are so many guys to pick. We're gonna
pitchers,
leave guys out.
Yeah, but,
yeah, the whole bullpen.
Yeah. It was great.
And Camilo Doval, pretty good performance.
Not bad.
I mean,
oh, he threw up
102.
The one guy that Machado did not crush the ball, because he had two ball 112, he had 107, 108. It was Doval. And he still ended up getting a hit to lead off the inning against him, but an infield hit. So, anyway, I thought Doval, he was the first man in out of the bullpen, but he's getting more and more of these tough innings.
He's arrived.
He looks good.
I'm telling you, he may be closing out some games here pretty quick. That's how impressive he's been.
Well, you go through what Machado, Frazier, Pham. You're doing pretty well.
You're doing pretty well.
And the guy who took him deep back on May the first time he got brought up, he got him out to end the inning, Profar. So, a nice,
perfect
little bit of redemption there for Doval as well.
That was a fun game.
Good second pick, John.
Good pick, John.
Thought we were taking another lap.
Him. Don't forget. No, don't get me wrong. I'm not picking him, but
who knew?
Crawford's throw, 82 miles an hour. DC found
that's
it.
It.
That's it.
DC, I'm not believing that.
Yeah, blame DC. Yeah, DC. Make him do the research, and then when the answer doesn't come back that you like, blame him.
Yeah. Look again, last DC.
Come on, DC, seriously.
We're calling Lee Jones. He's got 92.
So you're telling me that Crawford doesn't throw as hard as Tyler Rogers?
Well, he's right about that.
What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Well, tomorrow will be interesting because Scott Kazmir is going to get called up and make the start. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to go six innings tomorrow. But the last couple times out, the Giants say he's throwing strikes. He's got some zip on his ball. And, you know, it's a funny Padres lineup because you just look at Tatis and Machado and think, man, a left-hander against this team, that's asking for it. But between Cronenworth and Frazier and some of their other hitters, I mean, I think it's a lineup that Kazmir can get through at least a time and then set the stage for the rest of the game.
Absolutely.
So let's see how he does.
Well, who's pitching for the
Velasquez?
Yeah, Vince Velasquez.
All right. Well, game on. Let's go.
Game two.
I'm ready.
Yeah. All right.
We're ready.
I'm going to stay.
We'll be
forget about
here in the booth tonight.
It's too far.
You'd be like the Dodgers players in the Coors clubhouse. Just stay.
I'm laying in the dugout.
We're the
heck with it.
We're the only ones here. We could have some like some cots brought in and some sheets.
I don't even know how to get to my car
it's
from here.
Pitch black dark. They've turned out all the lights. Every light.
There it is.
Go turn the big screen on out there, will you? Maybe we get HBO on that or something? Or
No, we got a Premier League soccer game.
Oh. Perfect, yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. Right.
What's on Deck? Sponsored by the Ford F-150 Lightning and your California Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com to see deals on trucks and SUVs right now. Highlights right after this.
Hey, everybody. Brian Murphy here. And you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.